Rochner Howard, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was running for.
So I have some homework for both of you. Our esteemed legal counsel as well. I received a call over the weekend. I had a conversation with Toby Miller, a soon-to-be Waterville Township trustee, and was talking about a joint road district with the new portion of Crimson Hollow that they're going to have to actually drive through Waterville or Monclova Township to service those roads. That if this is something permitted by the Ohio Revised Code, I forget, he gave me the code here. But if that's something that we'd be interested in exploring.
I'm interested in exploring that for sure. I think shared services whenever possible, and Waterville Township's in a, right?
Yeah. Well, and I told him it may...
financial situation.
For our... It may behoove us to bring Springfield into the conversation since, you know, the backsides of the quarry and Brandywine.
I just think those would be separate agreements.
I'm agreeing, but I, you know, but I had never heard of a road district.
No, like what? Salisbury extension. Share that with Springfield now.
Don't we share Swanton, White House, Bentley, yeah. Swanton also, though?
Yeah. So Swanton's in kind of the same thing.
There's, right.
Depending on the road, there's times where our plows are on the ground on the east and west side because mm-hmm. if we don't plow it, it ends up on our road, so then it turns into a mess anyhow, right?
Right.
But to answer your question, it would make sense for us to do that because we're already there. We literally stop, lift our blade back around and turn. The quarry's a little different because we have it on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense for us to do the quarry versus Springfield parts of the quarry. I could see us taking over quarry versus giving it up just because where our plows are at.
It would be like Crimson Hollow.
Yes.
But what we try to do in an agreement, like you do in mutual aid, is, yeah. You know,
yeah, because like White House Spencer, don't we just alternate it with Swanton?
Yeah.
We take the even, they take the odd year or something like that.
With Swanton, we just do, to be honest, we do a lot of it most of the time because they don't have the staff to show up. They have two people. They've had a lot of turnover. They don't know what's what. We get calls for, last year we had calls for Air Cargo Boulevard, not ours. And I'm like, no, that's Way and Swan. And then, you know, where 28 goes to Wright Bowers, that mm-hmm. second section, part of that Swan. We still do that because it still has to be cleared. And for us to go there and turn around.
I would like to have a map of that, please, when it's, not right now. I would like it color-coded so that you show me because it comes up as a problem with one of our jets. Criticism that my folks not doing enough. So I'd like to be able to have the information.
Our airport jets over times said that, you know, they're carrying the water.
Got it. So...
So we need to show the water we carry.
I'll show you. I got you.
Yeah.
And
not a problem.
It sort of reminds me of the, that's on our agenda, the fire automatic aid. I'm not sure.
I like to discuss that further.
Yeah. That's you're here. You saw the contract.
I
it's mutual aid, not automatic aid.
Hey, Kathleen, start updating Chrome.
Yeah. With me in my office, we're looking at the RA and automatic.
Yeah. RA
man.
How do I update Chrome here? I'm
some questions.
I'm an edge user myself.
Not just rubber stamping.
It's in our packet. Does he want us to rubber stamp it tonight? So we can't until she does. So let's put that on the to-do list.
Road mowing and all that stuff.
Let's not talk about it tonight since we can't make a decision without Dawn's involvement. But you're right. Let's talk about it.
Gotcha.
We'll just put it on hold.
I'll download and install, or just update.
Okay. Here's the paper copy.
Okay. All right. Looking over our projects list, where my I got my pen here. A couple of things here.
Chuck's with us now. His computer might be moving forward.
When does 11? snowplow truck. I signed a check tonight. Is that
22.
Yeah. Is it in?
It is. It'll be out leaving tomorrow.
Okay, so it's here.
It was the one that was open the house with all the.
Okay. Any updates on the cemetery software?
I have all of our reg deeds that are in miles, not that are down here, inputted. So everything that's sold is now in that on Sims Cloud. So if you bought a grave, it's there. Now what I have to go through is go back through our deeds, our actual deed book, and see what deeds were transferred, what deeds are left to whomever in their family, because none of that information was in our the book that we have done in my office. It's all down here. So there's more deed work to do than after that. Then we go through all the burials and make all those are inputted the right way. But we found a lot of like her neighbors that should, Trudy's neighbors that, I don't know what to call them.
Her forever neighbors?
My forever neighbors.
Yeah. We didn't know who they were, where they belonged
to. No, we didn't know at all.
We know now.
Okay.
Don't ask me who they are because I couldn't tell you. But what I did find is going through my books and then going, just peeking in down there, some of the data that was recorded down here for our deed books didn't initially transfer into our books. And that's records keeping from the 80s. Not so much anything in the last few years or 10 years. So we all have the record of it. It's just not in the same spot. And that's what we knew was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew there was going to be have to be crossed checked. So and things like that, who they were and things.
We're, even today, like I use today, so all the information from burial certificates and stuff that we get today are now getting uploaded in there. There's the ability to print deeds from that software.
Yay.
So there's some things that would make sense down the road to change. Instead of doing the paperwork, send it to this office, you guys sign it, and then it comes back to my office and it gets recorded. We could do all that at once, and the customer could actually verify that all the information is correct, not rereading my information, so rereading that information, and you're signing something. And then you could have electric signatures on it that says, basically, the trustees, it would automatically populate. They could walk out of the office, they leave a check, they take the deed, and it's done. And then a copy would come down here and go into a book. So we can clean some of that up, but we're not ready for that yet.
Yeah, but we're moving along. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it...
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure they do.
The noise guards.
I talked to them last Tuesday, and their material is supposed to be here next week. And we're 6 to 8 weeks from that.
Are you just going to wait till next year to install
them? Just wait for them in the spring. Okay. But they're ordered, they're here, or they're when they get here, we'll have them by spring. But I don't want to put them up in the wintertime, it seems.
Right.
Okay.
It could be a really warm winter.
I don't think that's going to happen. We get lucky the last couple of years. I think we're going to get hammered.
Harold shared with me that we had a discipline a couple of weeks ago. Has that been smoothed over? Okay.
It's good. Nothing other than ordinary, nothing crazy, just a little adjustment. Adjustments were made. We're good.
Written warning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just have to have adjustments once in a while. I'm going to say it in a polite way. We're good. Not my favorite thing in the world to do, but it's part of it.
How are we set for lease?
We have been out with our new employee doing non-curb streets, getting the big pile. Like the plant had a bunch of piles. We sent her out. We're out with various people. But starting tomorrow, two trucks.
Yeah, as it's been, I might be all come down at once.
Probably. We're going to be fine, and then we're going to be behind the eight ball. But... all these guys are ready to go. They want overtime. They'll work overtime, whatever it takes to get it done. So, we're nowhere even close to thinking about overtime. There's not enough out there. But they're all ready and willing.
Yeah, that's great, right? We want to get it done, too.
And the trucks are ready to roll first thing in the morning, so we'll be out. Then Kathleen has a list of both routes, so she knows where we're starting. And the first week of this will be... we're going to get through it quick.
Right, right.
And the following week, we're going to start slowing. Following week, we'll probably slow down a little bit more. But we're going to...
Are you coordinating with Kathleen then? What about Lordson?
So the first couple... this first probably a week until we really get a handle of what's out there. I drove today. There's not a lot out there. And so they'll go through that whole route in 2 days, if not a day. North route and a truck and a south route. But then as we get a decent weekend, we're going to get some rain this week. We're going to get, I think you're going to see more leaves drop as the temperature drops. And then I'll give her a couple day notice of, hey, we're going to go into this subdivision. We're going to be here in this subdivision. And she can just keep going down the list. And every day at the end of the day, I'll get bored of where they finished. So then before I leave, I'll just say, hey, this is where we're at. You can add the next couple days in. So
does Bauer, if we're working overtime, does Bauer...
He takes care of us.
I mean, do we have a key to the gate? Or
we do. We got a key to the... If we're out later than they are, we got keys even for the weekends. We have a punch code to get in.
Okay.
And then I just call him on Monday and say, we had X amount of trucks with X loads. This was this truck, this truck, truck. And he's, hey, we're perfect.
Great.
I stopped and talked to him today. We're good. So, leaves, I'm not...
It's just about getting them sucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the plan.
I've never seen so many acorns.
Walnuts, too. Black walnuts.
Okay.
They're like, you should be on a leaf machine when you suck some of them up.
You're getting dropped. And I don't, there's no choice. Yeah. I mean, you can't pick them up out of the leaves. Yeah. They're.
It's the big sticks and the long, like people think at the beginning they can cut that tall grass. Those slate leaves, those aren't leaves. Those clog our tubes. Those clog. And that big impeller that weighs probably 3 pounds, and it's about $2,000, doesn't like to get caught up in those things. So it's not that we're being ugly, we're protecting our equipment. And I did get a price coming for what it would cost to replace or add in another machine.
Are you done with your list?
Mm-hmm.
While you're in the room, in the hot seat. We all look up at the microphone.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask one other thing, but go ahead, Barbara.
I wanted to just talk about roundabouts in general. We're never going to get the ones on a state route 20A, but we are working with the county to manage the rest of those roundabouts, and I just want to know where you think we're at and if you have the resources you need to maintain them properly as is. Now, I might want to see improvements on those roundabouts, but I'm just talking about as is.
As is, we have one deficiency coming up. We have an employee that holds all of the certification for applicator license, right? When that person retires, which he get going, we have to fill that role. So I've been working with getting a list of who's going to go. So just having one, we're going to have three. I'm going to be one of those three. One, so I can manage the process. Maybe change some things, whatever. But Todd does a really good job, and I want to keep that flow. So, like, today I went by Stitt and Waterville, Monclova. There's a handful of weeds there. I'll have him spray them, and we'll move on. When they die, we'll pull them. We used to pull them and then spray that area. Well, that doesn't really work. And if you look at the roundabout Holloway and Salisbury with all those tulips, you can't really spray that.
You can't spray at all.
Because you'll kill everything, right?
Yep.
So that just takes manual labor.
Yes.
And when someone drives through and says, hey, it looks like there's weeds in there, then we go in the next couple days and we get them pulled out. I don't have necessarily the time to run to every roundabout every day to make sure there's not one weed. So next year our plan is when we're out in that area doing road mowing or in those areas doing a basin, we're just going to make it a routine to pop through the roundabouts. So it's not so much, hey, when someone calls, it'll be more of like every 3 weeks we'll be out there pulling weeds.
Yeah.
And is it a great thing to do? No, but that's my way to... There's so much out on that particular one. That roundabout, there's just a lot of greenery, and until we're just going to have to stay on top, there's no other way about it. And as far as water, we can change stuff with our 550 and our 10-2 water stuff. So as we're increasing staff, like that helps free up openings for us to do other things. And one of those things is watering plants, right? We're not going to have a van with a, like they do in Waterville, because we don't have hanging baskets and things like that. But our tank sprayer, I don't know if you've ever seen that big brown tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll use, and
we can hit it twice during the summer or something so something doesn't die.
Right.
Those are beautiful trees on that one, so
yeah,
it'd be a shame to see them go.
And then the other one we put the stone on at Weckerly and Monclova, that's probably as far as it goes, or the one down here. It doesn't get any better than just spraying and going. Weeding is fine, but if they were all beautiful like that, something else is going to give.
Yeah, I suggest we hire a company to do it. and they all be beautiful like that. That's my suggestion, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, I think that's down the road.
Yeah.
But you got to pick out the flowers, because I am not doing that.
We're just creating the same thing.
I'm not a flower picker-outer.
So you're under control right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So in Harold's report, he's asking us to engage with this J.P. Moeller company.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because I know, a friend of mine runs a charter boat, so he applies for the refund every year, and I know, like, I think, golf courses, so any gas that's used. But, and I'm not opposed to this, but is going forward, is it something we think we can track ourselves rather than pay them 25%? Or is that just...
If Harold thinks it's a good idea, it's probably a good idea. Like, I'll support what he says. After a conversation, does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to outsource something like that than try to take up people's time on doing the calculation.
I mean, if it's if we're getting $500 back, but if it's $5,000,
right?
I don't know how much gas we're in our mowers and our backhoes and loader.
Yeah, Chuck, let's ask to see it. Let's ask to see this report when we get it.
The first one.
And make a better decision.
Yeah.
I was surprised we haven't been doing it for a very long time. You had a friend that knows about it. I didn't know about it. So.
Yeah, so on every gallon of gas, so if like he runs a charter boat.
Yeah,
so
we get a different.
He gets that 40 cents a gallon tax. He's like, hey, I'm not running, my boat doesn't run on the roads. So, but what he does, he uses a separate credit card, so he tracks all his purchases. That's like
so we could simply, right, we could figure out a way to do it. Let's see what he does.
Gary Jr. uses it over the golf course because the golf carts are gas-powered and all his mowers and everything just keeps, none of those. I mean, that's pretty easy because 100% of the gas is not on the roads.
Right. Let's see what the report comes back and says.
Yeah. So we'll do
it. So put it on your chart so we can remember.
For next year, yeah.
Yeah. On this chart, it's going on your chart.
On Craigslist.
Goes with the good old days.
My task list.
Yeah, like I said, the golf course is easy because everything is used not on the road.
A separate credit card would be an easy way. I'm sure we put things just right out of our pocket.
Right.
Would be harder.
We do. Trucks have, and our mowers all have a cab that you have to put in your hours or miles depending on what kind of vehicle it is. And then it says how many miles or how many gallons you put into the vehicle, just like we do for Lucas County Sheriff's Office. So Harold can go on the computer and pull up this deputy car got X amount of fuel. This fire truck got this amount of fuel. Chief's car got this much of gas. And go down. So we can track the gas usage on vehicles now already. How well? Probably not like that. So.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. How can we help you do your job?
I feel like it's an interview now.
No, equipment.
It's been a while since we've sat down. It's been a couple of months since we've chatted with you.
So, right now I think we're doing okay. We are looking at processes for one, and this is for next year, is we looked at a skid steer. And we looked at putting a stump grader and said skid steer in a grapple bucket, and that's budgeted for 2026. After doing some talking with Harold and watching some things, in our stump grinding process, we subcontract that out. It's not well thing. So when we get enough stumps, people might wait 6 months to stump grind. And to me, that's not great service. Versus if we had our own stump grinder, we could cut the trees, grind the stump, get it seeded, and be done with it now. Instead of having this, hey, when's my stump going to get ground? And then I'm chasing. So we're doing a lot of phone call, a lot of time tying up. And I think I haven't done all the numbers yet, and usually I run through Gavin like, hey, make sure this makes sense. This is what we wait. This is how much we do. Let him do his number thing, say, yep, this is going to pay for itself in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. And I got some source oil pricing on stump grinders, but that's not in our budget. But I think that's something that makes sense to add to our array of equipment that would make our service be better. Instance in water. So we had some trees get ground. Like 8 of those trees, we were waiting almost 8 months. Like, would you want to stare at a stump in front of your house for 8 months? We came out there, got it cut just like they asked or what they needed, and now they're staring at a stump with white paint on it. That's all.
Oh, so you've been talking to my mother.
No, but that's, I mean, am I wrong?
8 months, well, I don't know if it was 8 months. It's been four.
It's a while. Like, it just depends on where, so if they just
water
came.
Side, yeah.
Like, so they just came through, and if I cut a tree today, it could be up to, because the guy that does it cuts grass. Well, what went? Grass cut money's at, then he's got leaves, and he's like, there's all these things. And so, a stump grinder would help us get, it's going to add more work to us. However, I think the service side of it will, I think, will make customers happier.
You could bring it all in-house.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something you could maybe schedule, like, hey, we're going to do stumps.
Right.
Once
a quarter.
Just like we do with foundations.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, that's something that's been on the horizon. I've got a bunch of paperwork at the office. I let the guys take a look at it. Tell me what you think. When you get bored on your YouTube and watch these videos to get input, because I don't have always the best ideas. I've ran stump grinders, and I talked to like guys from T&J that run them, but they have a dedicated piece of equipment just for, like the office kids deer with a stump grinder on it. They don't take it on and off. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes sense for them. Like, do we want a bunch of attachments? There's a lot of moving parts to it until I have good, like, hey, this is what I want. And there's a lot before I'm like giving you stuff. But
right, so you get it right.
Yeah, I don't want to buy the wrong piece of equipment. It's just like our trucks. We bought those two F-250s last year. EJ drives a lot, getting parts and going out, and I track miles. Well, one of the things I noticed is he's driving more than two trucks combined. And I'm like, you switch, him and I switch trucks. So now he's driving a half ton, I'm driving a 3 3/4 ton, simply because of the amount of road miles he put on it.
Have him drive Eric's.
Yeah.
You tell him that. So we did that.
Better mileage.
Yeah. Well, when we're saving 4 miles a gallon times 10,000 miles, we're making, like, it just makes sense. So there's things that we watch to make sure our purchases that we do make sense. Should we have got a four-door? Should we got a super cab? All those things we're constantly, just because we buy something, I don't let it go. I'm like, hey, for instance, a new plow truck. We put air ride in the passenger seat. I was like, why do that? What during leaf season? A stiff tear and everyone's back hurts during leaf season. Well, you put air for $300 and guess what? You put your back anymore. So now you need to work here. Now you're not calling sick because your neck hurts. Little things like that is what we look at. Not just the purchase of this big truck. You know, that $300 was well spent when I don't have a guy calling out sick. So
there's a couple other things. Sorry, Chuck.
Okay.
Snowplow season. I'm assuming the salt bins are already full. We're already...
Our salt bin, we haven't seen the back of that in, I want to say, 12 years.
Wow.
From what I understand. So we are ordering...
And the farmer's almanac says it's supposed to be a cold winter. Did they have much snow, though?
So do we over order salt all this stuff? Because to me, by the time you get to the back bend, it's going to be one big clunk of salt, and you're not going to have.
So we got to get that out, right?
Right.
So what we did is we didn't order salt the last season.
Okay.
Because you order it this time of year. You have until May to order your salt for 2027. So we ordered, I forget what it was. I want to say, I don't know. We ordered a bunch. We're about half full, if not a little over half. And there's people freaking out. Harold and I had a lot of conversation. We've never used, historically haven't used over half a bin.
The barn, yeah.
In 10 years. So why are we don't need to get that old stuff out. We pulled it out this week. I actually pulled it out, got to the back and rolled it because it was like concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped it around, rolled it, pushed it back so we can actually use what we have. And then we're going to start going back in. So when that's more empty, I don't know if that was said right. We're going to fix some of the buildings. So if you look at those buildings, those green 2x8s, they're mm-hmm. twisted and turned. It's because it was overloaded.
Right.
There's a yellow line. We're 10 feet above that. Well, that weight has to transfer, right? So we have to get it gone so we can fix some of these things so that building lasts. So to answer your question, no, we didn't order salt last year. We'll be fine. And if we run out, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we will.
How's morale down at the shop?
Good. For instance, they did trunk or treat. Everybody volunteered to come down.
Yeah, I did hear that.
So they all showed up. The township paid for candy. And the guys showed up with their tent and our decorations from open house. And their families all came. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
was
So after this, I got to back up. I was on that leadership class in Sandusky. Sorry, I like to tap. So it was this leadership class in Sandusky. Yeah, I won't tap anymore. So
she has a little
there's some things
there.
There's a lot that you learn from this. One, it's the best class I've been to. It's my second year. I'll go back again and again and again. Well, it's only 3 years, but I think anyone that's in a leadership position should probably take it. But I bring stuff back. I don't just take this class and let it sit. So we set some rules and boundaries and behaviors and some things in the shop, and I let them come up with it. And we all worked on it together, and we had a very open discussion about do's and don'ts, and I likes and I don't likes, or Doug, I think you need this, or Doug, you shouldn't do that. Or there was a lot of very open discussion. Some of it was real. And if someone got mad, the rule was you put time out and take a walk. and we'll come back and table it. And when you set your own boundaries and behaviors and guidelines and rules, and this is what we're going to hold each other accountable for, and we're not going to tolerate this, at first, like, oh, everyone's happy. And then I told them, just watch, you're going to have a downfall. We had our downfall, and now we're headed back to more of a level plane. And it's only been 3 weeks, but you can see that people don't step over trash and let, that's my job or your job or his job or it's beneath me. That changes. Just like today, all of them work together putting up paper towel dispensers. You're like, oh, it's just paper towel dispensers. When you get nine of them and four get their own mindsets, but they all work together, everything's are going good.
So then too, in the future, I think we might have had some of this type of a conversation, but if you're looking at new vehicles coming up or not coming up, I think a lot of times if there's an emergency, you have to leave your house, maybe pick up a vehicle or use your personal vehicle. So it's something I feel that maybe the trustees should address as far as your transportation to emergency situations or during the middle of the night or things like that.
I drive my truck to things quite often simply because it makes sense. We 18 inches of snow on Black Road last year. I got a phone call from the sheriff's office. I got a phone call from Ken Booker, said there's 12 inches. I have to pass where I was at. I had to pass Black Road, or pass Keener Road to get to the work truck, which wouldn't have went through the snow compared to my own personal truck. So I just drove my personal truck there. Sometimes it's simpler. If we have trees on the power line, if I go straight to that call, if you will, if there's no power involved, I usually don't come out. But if there's power involved, so the safety, I go first. I can go there, assess what's going on, and call in who I need for what or what piece of equipment to change versus go to the shop, take the truck from the shop, go to the scene. Yeah, that's kind of a pain.
Yeah. Speaking of Black Road, though, shouldn't we have some type of agreement with the city of Maumee, since technically from Stitt to the Wabash Cannonball.
Let's get one done, Chuck.
Well, half of it's theirs. I mean,
I know. But let's see if we can get one joint agreement, if it's even allowed.
Two on the table.
Three now. Four.
Have you been working on your three-year look-ahead plan at all as far as equipment or staffing or...
Yeah, so...
My wish list and...
Wish list, not so much. It's more... So when you hired me, I had a 90-day, a one-year, a three-year, and a five-year. I'm at my three-year. I just revisited what my goals were. We've hit every and exceeded some into my five-year. I rewrote my three-year. My five-year obviously changed. So, yeah, that's done. Okay. It's just waiting for when Harold wants to review with me, and then I'll give him all that. But that's all done. And wish list as far as equipment and greatest new gadgets. I don't want to spend stuff. I don't want to have wish lists that aren't needed.
Okay.
And just, so I don't want to get, you know, I want everyone to want a new pickup truck and fancy lights. Not me. That's not us.
Okay. So on your
review,
you'll come up with another.
I'll just give it all to Harold and say, this is where we're at. This is where I think we're at. This is where I think we're going to be.
Okay.
And I've been looking for shovel-ready projects.
Yeah. Grant-related shovel-ready projects. If we don't have shovel-ready projects, he can't compete with Matt. Matt has shovel-ready projects. They were called people or equipment. It needs to happen with our roads department, too.
Well, I think
we need
Matt,
a grant writer.
I think Matt has got more grants in the last 2 years than I've seen in the previous 20.
Yeah, he did, and now we're just going to get Doug on board to the grant world, too. We just need to do a little work. We need a good grant writer. And Trudy and I have been out walking, talking to neighbors, making sure life in Monclova is great. And something we hear about is speed. Some of those roads like Coder and Holloway are brought up a lot, and some are in subdivisions. So Doug's doing a little bit of new awareness. That's what that's about.
Talking about signs, that was brought to our
had the county do like, let's say 45 or 50. Nine. So we drove the township, rated our signs. If they're reflective and functioning, they got passed. If someone doesn't like the way they look because there's a stain on them, that doesn't mean they're bad. Like,
right.
We can't make everybody happy all the time. There's 15,000 residents and 15,000 opinions. And we went through, we rated signs, need to replace, they got what they got, what they didn't need to replace, we did, but they're going to be replaced next on the list. So if they didn't just get replaced, chances are they're probably on the list for the next year or year after.
Okay. I thought some of them, though, were actually township roads.
But they probably are.
Okay. You know, it was like...
But even if they're county
Hidden
roads?
Hidden Ridge or something. You know what I'm saying? Something where they were actually township roads with the signs on them. And that, township responsibilities.
Like
the name of the road itself.
Yeah, that's what we replaced. We replaced like 40 or 50 of them. And I don't have the list with me, but yeah, we went to... I think the guys spent 2 days replacing things.
Use your own judgment.
The team and stuff.
Yeah. All right. That's all I... Before we get anything on the agenda, Dawn says we won't need an executive session. There's been no progress with the contract.
Correct.